Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Building a diversified investment portfolio is easy. It's actually easy. People think it's hard. It's easy. It's called indexing, and it is easy and has been easy for years and years and years. It's just that a lot of people don't know how to do it, or they can't quite wrap their mind around the fact that it is really so straightforward. Dan Bortolotti is a portfolio manager of PWL Capital. He is also the blogger behind the Couch Potato Portfolio, and he has a new book. It is called Reboot Your Portfolio. He joins me now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Why are we still talking about this? You and I have been talking about this for literally a decade. You have run the blog for more than a decade. Surely a part of you was like, who's going to read this book? Surely everybody knows this already.
Well, it's funny that you put it that way because, you know, when I launched the blog over 10 years ago now, all of the problems were different. I mean, back then it wasn't really that easy to put together a portfolio because you had to know which individual funds to pick and, you know, what proportion to include in your portfolio of each of those funds. And so it was a little bit tricky. Over the last 10 years or so, there have been new products that have been released that have made it easier than ever. But I think for many people, it has, you know, just made it easier for them to implement their own portfolio. But there are still different challenges out there, and a lot of them are just behavioral. I mean, I talk to people all the time who say, this sounds way too simple. What am I missing? And I have to tell them, you're not missing anything. I mean, it really is that simple if you can bring yourself to do it.
Yeah, it's like breakfast for dinner. It's really simple and quite delicious as well. I love a good breakfast for dinner. How did you personally let go of the idea that successful investing was about beating the market? Was that a hard paradigm for you to break for yourself?
I think it's hard for everybody when they first hear about it. I mean, we were all brought up, and certainly advisors are brought up, but even individuals, you know, are brought up investing. It's about picking stocks. It's about forecasting the economy, knowing when to get in and when to get out. It happened for me about 12 years ago at an event that I was at that, you know, people explain this basic idea that, you know, you don't need to beat the market. All you need to do is harness what the market has to offer and keep your costs as low as possible. And that is not only going to be enough because there's this idea that, you know, it's average, it's mediocre. Not at all. It's the opposite. If you're just able to do that over an investing lifetime, you're likely to be in the top 10, 15% of all investors.
That program that you attended, which you write about in the book, became this blog that's been around for a long period of time and a strategy, the couch potato strategy. You say that there is a challenge with that phrase it's a metaphor that doesn't work entirely. What do you mean?
So it is a term that I've come to regret over the years. I mean, I should say it's not a term I invented, but it's one I kind of appropriated.
Nice.
The problem with it is it makes it sound like if you use this strategy, you're lazy, you're not very thoughtful, you haven't put a whole lot of effort or consideration into what goes into your portfolio, you don't really care, and so you're willing to settle for this kind of, you know, good enough idea. Right. And the problem with that is that, you know, the strategy is in fact very sophisticated. It's based on decades of academic research. It's used by institutional investors, pension funds, things like that. It's embraced by Nobel Prize winners. So it is not at all an unsophisticated strategy. It's just that it's not that difficult to implement. We were trying to make investing less intimidating for people with that moniker. But I feel in some ways it's backfired, and a lot of smart people think they're too smart for this strategy.
Right. You could go back and rebrand it KISS, keep it simple, stupid. That would work. Now we have these robo advisors, which, as you say, they weren't around a decade ago. Mm-hmm. When the amounts are smaller, when people are just getting started, is the robo path a good option, do you think?
I think it can be for sure. I mean, you know, the robo-advisor option, the one thing that it is lacking is that human contact and the, you know, big picture financial planning. But a lot of young investors, especially who are just in that accumulation stage, they don't really need that. And so if really what you're looking for is something to automate your savings, which is really important, you know, just get a few hundred dollars in there every month and not worry about, you know, trying to time the market, just focus on regular savings. And if you don't want to be bothered with the idea of understanding how to construct a properly diversified portfolio, they do all of that for you. And the fees are very reasonable, especially when you have a relatively small account. I always remind people to look at the dollar amount of the fees and not just the percentage. And for a small portfolio, you don't have to go for the absolute cheapest option.
Right. In your book, Reboot Your Portfolio, you really go through the who, what, when, where, why, and how. It's very specific, very, very clear. You've got one section called Stuff You Don't Need. And I did a control F in the PDF of the book. I didn't see crypto mentioned once. Maybe I spelt it wrong. What's on the list of stuff you don't need in your portfolio?
You know, it's well, crypto is definitely at the top of that list, although I didn't include it in the book because if you've made it that far through my book, you would have known that crypto wasn't even worth talking about.
Right.
For me. But what I was trying to focus on there is that, you know, in the olden days, index funds and ETFs used to just be plain vanilla portfolios of stocks and bonds. Now there's all kinds of exotic products and unusual asset classes. And, you know, these include things like, you know, corporate bonds, as opposed to just safer government bonds, preferred shares, other kinds of equity strategies that are just a little bit more advanced and fancy sounding that make it seem like your portfolio is more sophisticated. But mostly it's just noise and it adds complexity and costs that you don't need.
We will have a market correction. We don't know when, but we will have one. You lived through 2008. I did too. What is the couch potato way to live through the next one?
Well, the most important thing to remember about that is, you know, if and when the crash comes, as an index investor, you're going to suffer too, right? I mean, index investing does not offer you any protection against losses in the market. So, you know, if your funds track the overall index and it falls 30%, your fund is going to fall 30% too. So you need to be aware of that, and you have to free yourself from this illusion that indexing is inherently less risky in the sense that it's still exposed to the market. But if and when that happens, then the correct strategy is to rebalance your portfolio. So that means that if stocks have fallen, you're selling your bonds, which have gone up, and buying more stocks when they've been beaten down. And it works the other way around too. After a 2-3 year bull market, your stocks are likely to be way overweighted. So you're going to sell some stocks and buy some bonds. And that's the way you control the risk in the portfolio.
You talk about some of the pitfalls or biases that can affect our ability to execute on this strategy. One is the action bias or the urge to do something. I just want to do something. It's called passive investing for a reason, but we don't like being passive. How do you help people work through that?
Well, that's exactly right. I think that the whole notion of being passive or sitting on our hands sort of is something that we don't embrace in other aspects of our lives, right? I mean, if we want to get good at something, we think we should be doing more, we should be practicing it, right? We should put a lot more effort into it. But investing can often be the other way around. And like the less, this is assuming that you've set up the portfolio properly in the first place, the less you touch it, the better. And so this is one of the biases that people have, especially with the new all-in-one portfolio products that are available now. You can purchase a diversified portfolio just in a single product. But then the goal is you just leave it alone. And it's so difficult for people to do that. They feel like, but shouldn't I be doing something, right? If the market has just gone down or I think it's going to go down, shouldn't I reposition in order to take advantage or avoid the risk? And the answer is just no, stick to your plan.
Just before we go here, you've been writing about this for years and years under the couch potato name, but you're also a portfolio manager. I didn't think people needed advice. How do you justify your professional existence?
Well, I always joke to people, I work some pretty long hours for a guy who doesn't do very much. I think that what you realize is when you get into this industry is that the portfolio construction and, you know, the choosing the right funds, that's the easy part. The difficult part is doing the ongoing planning for clients. And that includes, you know, some of the more technical things, but also just the behavioral coaching, encouraging people to save, encouraging people to stick to their plan when they get nervous, and all sorts of, you know, administrative things that we do for clients that don't have anything to do with picking stocks or timing the market. There's a lot of value we can add doing things other than that.
The book is called Reboot Your Portfolio. And if you've been thinking about passive investing or indexing, it really is a one-stop shop. Dan, you've done a great job. And thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Dan Bortolotti is a portfolio manager of PWL Capital. He's been writing the Couch Potato Portfolio blog for years and years and years. His book is called Reboot Your Portfolio.